Hi everyone, my name is Laura and today in this podcast I'm going to show you some point of view about that penalty with my classmates Isabella and David. First one, we have to know that that penalty is allowed, that is legal in some parts of the world in nowadays, like China or USA. Well, this controversial topic has many things on it. We are talking about death penalty. This topic depends on the thought of each one, so we can't say it has correct or incorrect answers. To my mind, death penalty is a risk because some researchers and their statistics say that innocent people die. I prefer to stay in the middle, like a neutral position. That penalty doesn't end the crime, but I think that helps to reduce it. The death penalty could have positive and negative aspects, like everything. But to my point of view, we are killing someone that could commit a crime or commit it, but a lot of people are innocent and they die. They're dead are meaningless. It's the same to say that their death hasn't a reason. And that's my main reason why I'm neutral on it. Also, I think that penalty should be legal for some crimes, like murder or sexual abuse. But for this, the world must have a better justice system, and this is so difficult. Now, my classmates Isabella and David are going to tell us their points of view of this controversial topic.
Hello everyone, my name is David Santiago Cuñachurro, and today I wanted you to focus on the worst topic ever in my viewpoint, and is known death penalty. And when I say that death penalty is the worst topic, I would like to notice at first like three or four points that I want to remark in this presentation. Who decides who lived or who died? Nobody has to vote. Nobody has to correct option. I mean, what's correct option? Killing somebody for doing something is the correct option? I mean, for having done something wrong or something bad, nobody has to election, or everybody has to die as well as him or as her. Why? Because we've done like a lot of mistakes. We've just done the worst mistakes ever as humans. So it's like a capitulation, and we don't have to say that you are killing yourself because of you done like three or four bad aspects or something like that. I mean, we are in the 20th century, and what's 20th century thinking about it? About morally? About ethically? Nobody has the election to say that you are alive or you are dead. So it's really bad to thinking about it. It's really bad to say that we are just, and we've got the election to say that you are going to kill yourself. Nobody has the correct election. As I said, what's correct? What's wrong? For doing something bad? So we don't have the election. Because we are neutral, we are the same species, we are the same species. So why We have just tried to killing ourselves in order to improving ourselves. That's the worst idea that we have made. So I think that death penalty mustn't be legal because of the population, because of our era, because of our statements. Thanks for hearing me and see you at the next time.
Hi everybody, my name is Isabel Ortiz and today I'm gonna give you some information. Well, no information, it's more like my point of view about death penalty. Well, for me, death penalty is a big problem in our society because, I don't know, I think the people think that it's only the people that commit acts, grown acts, like rape or kill somebody, but the people think that it's only kills innocents, people innocent. And I think that people think wrong. I don't know, the mentally of the people it's wrong, because I think the death penalty has to be legal, because it's unfair that someone to kill somebody lives and someone to rape somebody lives. It's totally unfair and totally crazy. It has no explanation for me or any excuse. And I think it's better to eliminate the plague from the road than from the leaves. I don't know, I think it's better to kill that person that killed somebody, because I don't know, I don't think that the person to kill somebody has the mentality or for leave or for, I don't know, for things. And well, I think that the death penalty is not revenge. I think the death penalty is more than justice, because well, revenge is a big word for me. Well, I don't think that is revenge that I want to the death penalty to somebody. I think it's more justice, because you don't have the power to kill somebody. And the other person don't deserve that somebody comes and kills you in a minute. So I think it's no justice. It's no justice that the person who kills somebody lives. And well, I want to comment on the Colombian context with what happened with Javier Ordóñez. Because, well, I think the protest that we made are no revenge. For example, I think it's justice, because what can you wait for life when the one who is supposed to protect you kills you? It's unfair, and much more unfair when nothing is done about it. So yeah, that's my point of view. So in conclusion, I agree with death penalty, and I think that the penalty has to be legal. Hi everybody, my name is Isabel Ortiz and today I'm gonna give you some information. Well, no information, it's more like my point of view about death penalty. Well, for me, death penalty is a big problem in our society, because I don't know, I think the people think that it's only the people that commit acts, grown acts, like rape or kill somebody, but the people think that it's only kills innocents, people innocent. And I think that people think wrong. I don't know, the mentally of the people it's wrong, because I think the death penalty has to be legal, because it's unfair that someone to kill somebody lives and someone to rape somebody lives. It's totally unfair and totally crazy. It has no explanation for me or any excuse. And I think it's better to eliminate the plague from the road than from the leaves. I don't know, I think it's better to kill that person that killed somebody, because I don't know, I don't think that the person to kill somebody has the mentality or for leave or for, I don't know, for things. And well, I think that the death penalty is not revenge. I think the death penalty is more than justice, because well, revenge is a big word for me. Well, I don't think that is revenge that I want to the death penalty to somebody. I think it's more justice, because you don't have the power to kill somebody. And the other person don't deserve that somebody comes and kills you in a minute. So I think it's no justice. Is no justice that the person who kills somebody lives. And well, I want to comment on the Colombian context with what happened with Javier Ordóñez. Because, well, I think the protest that we made are no revenge. For example, I think it's justice, because what can you wait for life when the one who is supposed to protect you kills you? It's unfair, and much more unfair when nothing is done about it. So yeah, that's my point of view. So in conclusion, I agree with death penalty, and I think that death penalty has to be legal.